Hey, this is Matt from the Man Cave. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching with your daily devotion for what? September the 20th. I tried to get that. That's crazy. Hey, today we're going to be in Deuteronomy chapter 22, and we're looking at verse 21. Awesome story. Hoo-wah! Guys, again, we're going to be in what? Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 21. It says this: "So you shall put away evil from among you." It's not a suggestion. What is God saying? He says, "I want you to get evil away from you." Okay? And you're like, "Well, yeah, evil." You know, and saying, "I'm going to totally do that, man." Evil. Well, here's the thing. What's evil? Well, good question, Matt. Good question. What would God perceive as evil that could be in your life? Good question. I like that, Matt. Perhaps it's sin, or perhaps it's things that comfort us or things that we like. Okay, things that bring pleasure but don't bring God glory, okay? As if we were to go back one chapter, okay, to Deuteronomy 21:21, God says this: God requires that his people remove evil from his midst. So God wants you to get things out of your life. Make sense? It does make sense, doesn't it? But he's saying, "But I want to get them out of my midst." Okay, makes sense. Guess who you are? I'm a child of God, right, man? You know, I'm saved. You're in God's midst. Do you understand? They're saying the same thing. God's saying, because you belong to me, okay? And you're mine. You're my child, okay? I mean, you're my child. That's God saying that. You're my child. I created you and I bought you back, okay? You belong to me. I want you to get evil out of your life. Okay? And I want you to get evil out of your midst. Okay? He's saying it two different ways in two different chapters. What God is really saying, guys, listen. What God is really saying is this: when you're around sin, when you're around darkness, when you're around evil, watch this, when you're around the wrong people who act like this all the time, you start to get used to it. You've heard the same things at the lunch table. You know how this guy acts. You know all the stories. You know what I'm saying? You know this guy's language over here, and you're not judging. But when there's always evil and darkness, okay, and all these things around you, you just kind of become numb to them like it's no big deal. God is saying this very clearly. Guys, listen, in the man cave, it is a big deal to me. You belong to me. Just listen very carefully. God doesn't tolerate any evil. Why? That would really be the question. Why? It cost him his son's life. Because what we're describing is sin, okay? God, okay, died on the cross. Jesus was God, okay? So God the Father sent his self in the form of Jesus, okay, Emmanuel, Christ with us, to die a brutal death by people who were what? In darkness, who were what? Who were evil, who were what? Who were sinning a lot, okay? Who had just such issues that didn't understand the Word of God and the ways of God, okay? They were more interested, okay, in the written Word than the living Word. As when we treat sin or evil or darkness, okay, lightly, what we're doing is we're kind of dissing God's redemptive work on the cross. You see what I'm saying? Because Jesus came for those things. Jesus came because I was a sinner, okay, and he came. He didn't come to save the righteous. He came to save people who needed a Savior, okay? And when we're around this stuff and we're incorporating our lives in the midst of it, okay, he says, no. Guys, listen, one of God's greatest attributes is this. It's his holiness. That's who he is. He's holy. Holiness is brilliance. Okay, there's no words even in the English dictionary to describe it. Okay, I can tell you what holiness isn't, but it's hard to describe what it is. It's the absence of sin. It's pure. Okay, there is no blemish in God. There is no sin in God. Okay, and so when he's looking at his creation, that which belongs to him, and we're in the midst by choice, by our decision, in darkness, around evil, and we've incorporated sin in our lives, or we're around that sin all the time, he doesn't want us becoming numb to it, because numb means this. I'm dissing the cross. I'm dissing his son, Jesus. You know what I'm saying? I'm living in the world and of the world, where God says don't live in and of it, because those who love the world do not love the Father. So listen to Henry Blackaby on this topic. He says this: "There are times, however, when you are powerless to remove ungodly influences." Okay? Watch what he says. "So you must remove yourself from the temptation." Okay? Listen, when God convicts you of an evil in your midst, remove it immediately. It's not think about it. It's not pray about it. When God, and you know when it's God, God's going to show you something that you're doing, or show you something that you're a part of, okay? Or show you an area in your life that needs addressing. You got to do it immediately, okay? Why? Because the reason we're not doing it immediately is because we don't understand God. okay, who he is in his holiness, okay, who he is in his perfection, okay, in his sovereignty, okay, we don't understand that. And so a lot of people, we're just living under God's long suffering, okay, thinking all's well, but it's never all's well when we're amidst evil, when we're amidst darkness, when we're amidst sin, or when we've incorporated sin into our life. It just doesn't work. God knows what sin does. Would you sacrifice your own son? Listen. God understand, sin is eternal separation from him. That's what sin does, okay? God sent his only begotten son so you could have fellowship with him for eternity if you will take him up on the free gift, okay, of a personal relationship with what? Jesus. You know, I love the story of Joseph in the Bible. Joseph is working for a guy named Potiphar.
Who's
okay?
Potiphar?
Potiphar, okay, was like second or third in command under Pharaoh, okay? Well, one day while Potiphar's working at work with who? With Pharaoh, Potiphar's wife starts coming on to Joseph. What does Joseph have to do? What's he in the midst of? Evil. That's what he's in the midst of, what? A temptation that's been presented to him. What does he do? He runs. There's nothing wrong with running, guys. I think a lot of times we're staying there, and God wants us to leave. There's a time to stay and fight, and there's a time to move on, okay? Because that temptation is not going to leave, okay? So you need to leave. You need to get out of the midst of it, just like God's Word said in Deuteronomy 21, 21. You got to get away from that. Why? Because that's what God asked you to do. See, he's not suggesting this. He's saying, you belong to me. You want my blessings, okay? Yeah. You want my favor? Yeah. You want my provisions? Yeah. You want my protection? Yeah. You want me, right? The answer is always, yeah. I absolutely want you, okay? Listen to me. Get away from it. Whatever you have to do, get away from the evil. Get away from those things that are going to what? Hurt you. God sees the full potential of sin. He sees the full potential of evil. He understands what darkness does to an individual, okay? And how it clouds the mind, blinds the soul, okay? Stands that it deathens the progression of that person progressing with him. He understands everything. He sees it as it is. You and I don't. We play with sin. We're in the midst of it. We're in the midst of darkness. We're in the midst of evil people. We've incorporated some of this garbage into our life. We don't, no foul, no harm, I'm forgiven. Oh, guys. If you saw it like a rattlesnake, would it be harm? If you saw it like it was going to be an overdose of heroin and you were going to die and be in the morgue, would it be a big deal to you? Would you jump out of a plane without a parachute? Okay, would you go? Do you see where I'm going with this? We don't understand it. We don't see it like God sees it, but that's why he explains it to us. He's explaining it like we're little children. He's not telling us everything there is. I love God for this. We're the little children to him, and that's wonderful. I want to come. See, Jesus says, you're not going to make it to heaven unless you come to him like a child. It's not all these works. It's not all this stuff. I just come to him as a child. When he says something, yeah, Dad, I'll obey. Yeah, Abba. You know what I'm saying? Blackaby ends this way. Listen very carefully. Blackaby says this last word. He says, you're not going to be able to walk closer to God unless you see things as he sees them, okay, and you do the things that he says. And it's true. We have to do the thing. He's not going to shine. I've shared this principle before. He will not shine greater light into your life until you've responded to the light that he's already shown you. It's different for you and it's different for me. Everybody can look upon their own lives and think, okay, I know this area of my life is not good. I know this person I'm hanging out with was not good. He's not nickeling and diming you. He's loving you. And guys, listen very carefully. There's enough evil and darkness in this world that we don't need to be choosing to hang out with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting myself in this position at this place, in this event, you know, hanging out with this person, inviting it into my home, watching it on the TV screen, mesmerized on the computer screen. Are you kidding me? No, we don't want that. I want what God wants for me, which is what? His favor, his best, his son, okay? A prosperous life, being forgiven, walking in light, not in darkness. Friends, if I think if we'll hearken unto God, here's the thing, you wouldn't believe the difference that will make in your individual life, just doing it his way. It's just these simple corrections, okay, that keep us on track. So we don't miss the mark. See, that's what sin means. Sin, it means missing the mark. It's I'm an archer and I'm aiming that arrow right at your head. You're like, man, don't do it. Listen, but if I'm this much off, I've missed the mark. That's what sin means. Is your life missing the mark? I mean, ask yourself that. Look at your life today. Is your life missing God's will? Is it missing what God wants for you? Okay, are you missing the mark? Are you missing your purpose. He says, I have a purpose and a plan for you. Are you doing your own thing? Are you kind of picking and choosing the verses you want to obey, but incorporating the world into your life and thinking I'm going to be okay? And here's the thing. For a while, because of God's long-suffering and patience and forbearance, you might be okay. But again, he's going to bring it to light. He's going to bring chastening. Okay, and he's going to bring judgment. He's going to deal with that sin. And depending on how he deals with that sin is whether you belong to him or you don't belong to him. And I can't imagine how a person who says they're a Christian couldn't deal with sin, because that's the most miserable person in the world. Friends, when I was lost, I could deal with sin, because here's the thing, I'm lost. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know any difference. But once I got into the light, once I had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and I started living in sin, it had a totally different effect on me. I was miserable. Why? Because I'm a child of light. I'm a citizen of heaven. You know what I'm saying? I proclaim Jesus Christ, Lord, Savior, Master, owner of my life. I'm going a new direction. But I've incorporated the old man and the old world in my flesh and all those things into my life. That made me miserable. And it still does. I can't engage in that. It's kind of like God saying this. I know you got evil in your life. You know what I'm saying? He's not asking a question. He's telling you. He's not suggesting. He's telling you. It's not like, hey, Matt, if you have evil, I want you to get rid of it. He's just assuming you do. And I would say for the majority of the people in the man cave, if we're honest with ourselves and we look at our lives, we do. We can categorize evil a million different ways. Darkness, sin, what we're not supposed to do, garbage, porn, drunkenness. I mean, here's a, we know what it is in our lives. We absolutely know what God is saying to us this very day, don't we, okay? Get it out of your life. Get it out of his midst, because you're in his midst, okay? Live a life that's extraordinary so he can give you the blessings that you're crying out to him for. Bless me, Lord. Oh, hey, I hope this helped you out. Hey, this is Matt. From where? From the man cave, guys.